from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Voting has begun for the security forces in St. Lucia ahead of Monday's general election. Some electoral reform in Antigua, but the opposition still has concerns. And Guyana set to benefit from cheap Venezuelan oil. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucians are going into a final weekend of campaign activity ahead of Monday's general election. Police officers and firemen went to the polls today, but not without some controversy. There were concerns over possible disenfranchisement. More than 500 security personnel were casting their ballots today, as Pete Ninval reports.
Some retired police officers and firemen did not get an opportunity to cast their ballots as police and fire officers went to the polls today. Their names were not on the list. The electoral department told the BBC, the law says if police officers and firemen retire, their name should not be on the list and they should register as civilians. A spokesman for the electoral department says it could have been that the retirees voted along with their active colleagues in the past, but with a cleanup of the electoral list, they have found themselves in political limbo. The spokesman also says he does not know how many persons would have been affected. The three polling stations have reported a mixed turnout. The southern station at Vieux Fort, up to 4 o'clock this afternoon, had an estimated